I am from a kaleidoscope of urban grit and suburban wit, riding on the coattails of the Great Migration. From early independence and mature worldly awareness, I am from the strides of formidable matriarchs and the irony of my father's fastidious nitpicking in one breath and affirmation in the next. I am from visions of opportunities, the hopes and dreams of success, and the paradox of functional dysfunction. I am from an emerald queen whose intoxicated hurricane passion cracked open collected vestiges of calcified scars and many failed efforts to be set free by ugly truths. I am from routine Sunday dinners, complete with collard greens and cornbread at 6741 Atwell Street, my great-grandma's house, where a beautiful lilac tree stood in her front yard and was the background for my senior prom pictures. It is now a torn down, empty city lot that I can see on Google Maps. Her home ownership a symbol of Black progress and the culprit of the white flight that ensued on Pittsburgh's East End in the 1950s. I am from Christian private school weekdays on the other side of town and the all-Black high school down the street in later years. From the southern twang of Picola, the refuge of Pinky, Connie's emotional battles, and Clyde's journey through Vietnam's aftermath. I am from the pews of St. James AME Church on Lincoln Avenue, a child of God and recipient of His grace. I am from a marriage built on an adolescent crush and a decade-long courtship, now managing the heartbeats of three new branches on this family tree. I am from the caterpillar's cocoon, where the butterfly's transition comes to fruition. That is me, the offspring of Georgia's red hills by way of Pittsburgh's blue-collar steel mills. I am April, an American descendant of slaves. My DNA is of the African diaspora, my footprints planted in the U.S. in 1619. My culture is here, though my heritage buried far away elsewhere, and elsewhere that wonders about life before arriving at Elmina Castle or other dungeons like it. And I reconcile those wonderings by fighting against the insidious beast that is racism. I am the spouse, daughter, granddaughter, and niece of Black men who serve and have served this nation in the armed forces, despite embedded contradictions in our national soil, refusing to be someone I am not, an educator, a human trying to be a better human. Lastly, I am the daughter of a woman who battled alcoholism and depression her whole adult life. The relationship that taught me a valuable and reflective moral as I ponder on my citizenship in this present day. I can love and appreciate the person who raised me and simultaneously disapprove of the trauma that was caused in our relationship. With that being said, as Langston Hughes wrote, I too am America.